with Finn Johansson.
Talking about roads. Oh, what, you're giving me this mic? Why have I got this mic? Hang on, one moment. Why have you given me this mic?
What do you mean?
It sounds kind of different.
Karen, I loved you playing the bats before. You said that you had a Raleigh 20, was it?
A Raleigh 20, I did.
So you said you were sending you some tricks on it.
I did know some tricks on it.
What were they?
They were, I ultimately got to the point because the roads where I lived were very long and straight. So number one, number two, number three road. So you get the vibe.
I do.
Went on forever. And I was able to get up to a high enough speed to climb up onto the handlebars, balance, and just for like about 3 or 4 seconds before jumping back down again.
That's insane. I've seen people do that on Instagram.
It takes a lot of practice.
What was the worst time you ever like wasted yourself?
Oh, many, many times.
Yeah, right.
Into the gravel. The roads were all gravel.
But that accounts for the grit in your disposition.
So what you call it? What have you done to my voice?
Okay, so today's rainy day project is characterized by failure after failure, I would say. But I think to rise from the ashes and do our best is maybe one of the themes of the show, as well as calm. I like the calm theme of the show.
Not that last track was that calm.
Nah, it lulls you into a false sense of security, that one. So today's... Yes, Black Country New Road. So today's rainy day project, the theme is vocoder and autotune.
Oh, so what's going on?
So you've actually got a vocoder on right now on your voice.
I can hear that.
And I'm playing your voice with the MIDI controller.
That's what you've got there, okay.
Yeah, basically a MIDI controller, for anybody at home who doesn't know. It looks like a keyboard usually, and it just gives information. It doesn't give any notes.
Well, I'm going to pass this mic back to you.
All right, do you want me to be that person now?
Yeah, okay, I'll be the guy now. Right.
So... Wait, how much do you know about vocoders and autotune?
What do you mean?
Well, could you give me a rundown of... You actually played a song today with vocoder in it.
Did I?
Do you remember what it was? It was very apropos. I was like,
with vocoder in it. I don't remember.
It was Crush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is very Richard Larson, who's, you know, from Crush. He does a lot of that stuff with Glass Vaults, I would say. And...
I thought it might have been the, although it's more auto-tune, the This Is Lorelei, but it was the other version, not the MJ Lenderman version.
Ah, I wasn't on early enough to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't play the This Is Lorelei version. Mm. So why have we got this set up here for Rainy Day Project?
Just I guess to show you what it's like, and let's talk about the difference between auto-tune now that you say it.
So.
Can we get rid of that?
Yeah, we can get rid of it.
Okay, good.
So. Vocoder is basically you play an instrument and the notes on the instrument dictate what your voice does. And that came about. Do you want a little history lesson or is that going to be too much?
It's all
military industrial complex.
It's all you.
It came about from trying to decode and send messages during World War I, the technology for vocoding. And basically you play it with an instrument and it plays whatever chords underneath.
But why? Why? What was the purpose of it in World War One?
Purpose of it was to take human voices and transmit them long distances without them taking up a lot of information. So I suppose if you take out all of the beautiful intricacies of the voice you're hearing now, and you just have that. Oh, I haven't done it.
You just have that.
Yeah, wet rather than dry. That might actually be less bytes of information. But then, as these things do, you know, billions of dollars get spent on the military, but we end up with, I don't know, cool phones. This was brought to you by the New Zealand Army. It wasn't. But then we go forward to autotune, and that actually came out of the oil business, big oil. And that was somebody who was doing algorithms for tweaking under, you know, like seismic activity. And then somehow... He was like, okay, I'm going to release autotune. I'm going to revitalize Cher's career from this. And so that's a little bit of a background for these two.
I had no idea what you just said. I'm going to release autotune for this.
No, I'm going to revitalize Cher's career. Because Cher, mm-hmm. with Believe, her single.
Oh, the singer.
Was the, yeah, that was the first Cher. That was the first example
right,
of
Believe.
Auto-tune.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And you know how I said that this was characterized by failures, this particular Rainy Day project? I guess that's fine because people have to try it at home. But I was going to auto-tune a cat, the next-door neighbor's cat. You know what the weather's been like this week.
Rubbish.
I did not see that cat at all. And I mocked something up online, and like the more I was doing it, I was like, this is just so depressingly stupid. However, I'm sure we could listen to just a chunk of it. And then I've got one more failure to show you. I've got an auto-tune failure, and I've got a vocoder failure.
It's through our failures that we learn.
It is, and anybody can do all this at home with free software, actually. There is one... I think there's one thing that the one we were talking through before was paid, but just because I couldn't get on a Mac, a free one that sounded
so
very
what
good.
What is this? The cat you couldn't find. What is this? You couldn't find the cat, so this is not the cat.
Yeah, this is cat attempt. If anybody wants to auto tune their cat, it's easy. You got this. So here we go. I feel like, you don't want to pretend that that's like a cool thing to do, but it's a fun thing to do on a rainy day.
Where'd you get the cat from, though? Come on, you said you couldn't find the neighbor's cat.
Find the neighbor's cat, and I wouldn't want anybody to think that I was like coercing a cat into hissing, mad at me. Just the internet.
The internet, right.
But I think, if you get your own cat to do it, you have this sort of special emotional connection with it.
You don't want your cat to do that. That could be cat attack.
That would be cat. You don't want your cat to do that. That would be cat attack.
It would.
So my final experiment. Mm. Don't want to chew.
That was actually not a failure. I don't think that was a failure at all. I'm going to give that to Gold Star.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. After scaring you so much by forgetting to message you at all this week and then just rocking up, that is also very charitable of you. So the final one, and that was the auto-tune experiment. This here, also, if anybody wants to do this at home, if you have your auto-tune, you can download one for free called the Graylon 2, G-R-A-I-L-L-O-N, and you just have to put the key in. So I just Googled whatever the key of the Doors is, LA Woman, and then I set the auto-tune to that, and then the cat basically sings in tune. You can choose your own ones. For anybody musically minded, I did a pentatonic scale rather than a major or a minor scale. So it's a little bit more rock, a little bit more stadium. And now, here is maybe what would take the crown for failed experiment. The thing with vocoders is you can talk into them, but you can also just breathe and it does the chord. It does a little like a beautiful little of the chord. If I had that vocoder still plugged in, I could show you. Actually,
I guess.
Did you hear that?
Sounds like you're outside my window, but yeah.
And speaking of which, I was like, what if there was an installation that had a microphone with the wind, and when the wind picked up to a certain level, it would reveal some vocoder underneath? And so I tried to do this. So I got some wind recordings. And I got the MIDI files. Once again, MIDI is just like information of notes. And I got the MIDI files for Perfect Day by Lou Reed. And I guess let's just listen to it. And then I've got a good Lou Reed track for us to go out with.
I know what the track is, but what were you doing? You're breathing heavily into the the mic.
No, it was the wind.
Oh, the wind.
So you were talking. You remember how you were talking before?
Oh, I see. Here it is. The wind.
Yeah.
That was MJ Lindemann's band, The Wind.
That's a good name for a band. Did you go see MJ Lindemann?
I did. There's a lot of men on stage playing guitars.
They didn't know how to make friends with any women.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. So now, yeah, so that was the wind. Like, you know how you were talking into the microphone before and the chords were happening underneath you?
Mm.
The wind was basically like your voice.
Okay.
It was doing the same thing, except it wasn't talking English. It was speaking the language of the wind. And the final thing that I have, I guess, is a song to play us.
The actual Lou Reed.
The actual Lou Reed.
Yeah, what are you going to play? The original or something else?
Well, I'm going to play maybe my favorite version of Perfect Day. You know what? Is there something we can put on between it? Because my computer doesn't seem to want to connect to the internet.
Yeah, I guess. What would you like to hear?
Maybe, do you want to put on that Lucy Dacus and then I can get you the YouTube on your computer for the Lou Reed? Or whatever you like.
Right, okay, let's listen to Lucy Dacus. This is new and it's called Talk. It's Lucy Dacus and Talk. I'm here with Finn Johansson and just wrapping up rainy day projects for another Saturday. And it actually was nearly rainy today.
Yeah, it would have been our first literal rainy day project.
So thank you for introducing, bringing all that equipment in with you.
It's all good.
And introducing us to the vocoder and its various permutations.
Absolutely.
And you've got a track to play before you go, which is, it's you played Lou Reed with The Wind, but this is with Pavarotti.
It's a real meeting of the minds, and if you watch this live, you can see Lou Reed just so happy. He just can't even believe he's on the same stage as Pavarotti.
Okay, I'll see if I can play it, because it's off YouTube, this one, huh?
Yeah.
Don't think it's anywhere else.
Thank you.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed the animals in the zoo. Then later, and then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekend is on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was somebody else. Somebody good. Going to reap just what you sow. You're gonna reap just what you.
Johansson.